हाँ, डिक्टेशन फॉर एहसान अजीज, AHSANAZIZ, डेट ऑफ बर्थ 2583, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट इज 10/19/2023, डेट ऑफ विजिट इज 5/14/2024, एंड दिस इज द फॉलो अप विजिट. द पेशेंट हैज बीन एलिजिंग फॉर ए इन्वॉल्वमेंट इन ऑटोमोबाइल एक्सीडेंट ऑन 10/19/2023 when he was rear-ended as a restaurant driver, leading to headaches and loss of memory, but no other TBI symptoms. However, he started suffering from pain syndrome affecting neck and the lower back and the right shoulder to the tune of 7 to 9, shooting pain to the right upper arm up to the elbow and posteriorly, and also both legs posteriorly in S1 epidermatum fashion were reported. The patient was followed up and he has been seen 4 times until now, and he is doing physical therapy and medications and improving. He reported that he can walk up to 3 blocks as of now, and he is also able to work full time. He can sit okay, he can bend down, but that causes some pain, shooting pain to the right leg posteriorly and also anteriorly occasionally. He can stand for more than an hour. He can sleep for 6 to 7 hours. However, when he sleeps on the right side, there is more pain. The patient has a ongoing pain in the shoulder area, in the right shoulder, and that is affecting his range of motions, which are limited to 90 degrees. And his rotator cuff testing was positive and physical therapy is helping him. Almost 30 to 40%. The patient has not filled the ADLs at all. But he lists they are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient also has no symptoms in neurology and psych. Please review the records for system review. Only he reports that he has right shoulder pain, neck pain and a lower back pain. Additional issues: substance abuse as well as the compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 176/128, pulse 100, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from the template, and his Hawken-Kennedy test, speed test, near test are positive in the right shoulder. Pain level is 8. Range of motions are limited to 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, after which he started having pain in the rotator cuff region. He also has a tender right elbow with the olecranon process is being tight and tender, and there is a trapezius muscle tendon spasm and tenderness. He also has a spasm in the quadratus lumborum muscle and a paravertebral muscles from L1 to L5. Kindly make those entry as a positive findings. So the diagnosis are the same. Plan is to continue physical therapy to the cervical and lumbar spine, right shoulder and right elbow, with the ability to work limited duty, light duty, 7 hours, 6 days, 5 pound lifting limit with light duty. His maps and labs have been reviewed. Patient was advised that some injection treatment could help him into the elbow, into the right shoulder, as well as we are still evaluating his spine. He has not furnished the MRIs as of yet. He was informed that until the MRIs for the spine is done, cervical spine, lumbar spine, and right shoulder, no we cannot provide a perfect treatment plan for him. This order was given on January 16th, and the patient has not gone there. Maybe his pain is not so severe. And again, another order for MRI was given. He is now using tens unit back brace, right knee brace, and ACE bandage. His maps have been reviewed, and the labs on 417 are reviewed. He is not taking any medications so far for pain control or anti-inflammatory. He was offered, but he declined. Thank you very much.